Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for, wow, it's already October the 27th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is hour one of two, and our goal is to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, and to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, what are the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips? And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. We talked yesterday about Fox News host Jesse Waters mocked Hillary Clinton after Clinton claimed that the Republicans were plotting to steal the 2024 election. Where's the media mocks Jesse? Now, this makes three elections that Hillary claims were stolen 2000, 2016, and 2024. There you have that. Very, very interesting indeed about election deniers. That's a bogus term, but it's both sides of the aisle. And the problem that I have is, even Carrie Lake kind of fell into this, claiming that all the Democrats are election deniers too. Well, I don't care what words you use. Everybody knows there's election fraud. Everybody admits it. But what they want to do is just play the blame game between the Republicans and the Democrats. And that's the problem that I have with it. So you mock Hillary because she claims election fraud, but then you say election fraud's real, or you don't, or whatever, right? Ladies and gentlemen, the facts are facts. And that's what we need to focus on. We don't need to get into the blame game between the Republicans and the Democrats. The deep state does commit election fraud. The Heritage Foundation, believe it or not, has a election fraud database. It's a sampling of recent proven instances of election fraud from across the country. You want to learn more? Heritage.org/voter fraud. Okay? That's where you go if you want to learn more about that. Now, each and every one of the cases that are in the database represents an instance in which a public official, usually a prosecutor, fought hard because they thought the fraud was serious enough to act upon it. And each and every one of them that's listed in the database ended up with a finding that the individual engaged in wrongdoing to affect the outcome of an election. Right? That the individual had engaged in wrongdoing in connection with an election, hoping to, quote, affect its outcome. Or that the results of an election were altered or sufficiently in question and had to be, quote, overturned. You want to learn more about that? Fine. Go to heritage.org/election-integrity. That's where you go for those details, folks. They talk about election integrity and they talk about best practices and standards for election audits. So, folks, if you want to really debate this with journalists, if you really want to get out of the conspiracy theory, election denier, this, that, no proof, whatever, just double down and go drag the journalist, drag the reporter, drag the naysayer, drag the politician, drag the folks using this wild term called election denier. Okay, drag them through case after case after case of convictions, case after case after case of proven dereliction of duty or vote tampering or election manipulation, or we can go on and on, but I'm telling you, the Heritage Foundation has the goods. Then go dig into your state and make sure your state's not using ERIC, E-R-I-C. ERIC is disaster because a nonprofit private organization controls the voter rolls of a given state. Don't let them criminally do that at all. You've got to have real-time people who are vote watchers, vote counters, okay? Your sheriffs and deputies can deputize people, can work state by state to go in and monitor and report on those elections, ladies and gentlemen. We have got to get this done in real time. But understand, a lot of people want us just to, everybody calls me, Sam, hurry up. We've got to do something about these elections. We've got to do something, Sam. And I agree we need to do something. And I agree time is of the essence. But I don't agree that we just need to really crank it up before, you know, November the 8th. And by golly, that's our deadline. No, it's not. Even if they delete election data, even if, look, this is an ongoing reality. There's been elections stolen since the beginning of the Republic, ladies and gentlemen. And they will be continued to be stolen unless we, the people, wake up, sit up, take notice, create accountability and transparency, and do so real time. It's about moving the needle towards honest elections. It isn't about November the 8th, okay? I know it's a critical election. I get it. But we've been swindled and snookered for years. Swindled and snookered for years on this, folks. And so we don't need to fix it in a day. What we need to do is realize we need to be in this for the long haul. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do before 2008. I'm sorry, before November 8th. I agree. And yes, the 2022 elections are important, but we need to be in this discussion, in this election integrity issue for the long haul. You got that? Now, Joe Biden's been caught lying over and over and over. He released petroleum from the reserves in an effort to reduce gas prices before the election. That, again, is election tampering, in my opinion, meddling with the economy. Joe Biden lied and falsely claimed that student debt forgiveness programs were approved by Congress. Zachary Stieber with that, or Stieber with that article. The fact is, Joe Biden lied. It isn't true. The Biden administration continues to tout misleading gas price information, using, quote, the most common price of gas rather than the average price of gas, making people believe that the price of gas is lower than it really is. And even if you see it at your pump higher, you go, oh, well, the most common price is lower, so I guess I just need to wait for it to come down. But it's election manipulation, ladies and gentlemen. It's election manipulation is the bottom line. New York State Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that New York City cannot fire employees for not getting vaccinated, dealing a huge blow to the New York City mayor, right? Democratic Mayor Eric Adams got his head handed to him on this regarding the policy. The court ordered the city of New York City to reinstate all fired employees who refused to get vaccinated and to grant them all the back pay that they deserved, citing the fact, listen to me, citing the fact that being vaccinated against COVID-19 does not, I repeat, does not stop an individual from catching COVID-19. It also doesn't prevent people from spreading the virus either. And because of those facts, you know what? Being vaccinated alone does not grant enough community widespread benefit that would warrant the mandate of this situation. Absolutely head handed to him. They say the health commissioner exceeded his authority, and it's unconstitutional, and it's going to stop. We've been telling you that forever. Meanwhile, Joe Biden gets his third COVID booster shot and his fifth shot overall. And how Biden doesn't have any negative effects from the vaccines when so many others do is shocking to me. The only way I could think that to be possible is placebos. And I don't know if there's placebos or not. All I know is it's very strange indeed. Fox News host Harris Faulkner clashed with a fellow panelist on, I guess it's called Outnumbered is the show, on Tuesday. They say, how much should Joe take the blame for the Biden economy? It's a fair question. But this guest host or whatever on the panel said, you can't just blame inflation on the Joe Biden administration. You just have to look at facts, says Leslie Marshall, a Democratic consultant. And then she said, the facts are, you got to look at the Fed. Well, amen. Is she right about that? You got to look at the Fed, folks, and what you got to realize is the Fed is the problem. All right, we'll get into that. There's a bill to abolish the Federal Reserve and return to constitutional currency that I've got to tell you about, too, coming up on the broadcast. So we'll save that to when Brian Rust is with us, because we're going to come up on the Honest Money Report in seconds. In the meantime, the price of residential homes could fall by 20% next year, they say. It's reducing demand and everything because, hey, interest rates are too high now. 30-year mortgage above 7% now. What a deal, huh? Anyway, we finished up the hour yesterday talking about plastic recycling is a fool's errand, said Greenpeace. A Greenpeace report says the problem is most plastic just cannot be recycled. Kate Siemens with the report. But plastic recycling, they say, is a dead-end street. That's a Greenpeace report that makes that very case using data. They say the highest year where we, recycled the most plastic, it was like 9%. Wow. 9.5% of plastics was recycled, but we lied about it as we cooked the books. We sent plastic to China and claimed that classified as recycling. So we lied. The fact is Greenpeace admitting the truth now. How much money have they stolen from us on this recycle bandwagon? Only to now admit that it's bogus and doesn't work. Just like we've been telling you for decades. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Live it on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust, RustQuantumGift.com, joining me now. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
Wow, there's so much to talk about, so little time. Let's first talk about the Honest Money Report. It's hard to even know where to go with this because there's so much news on this that it's amazing. Let's start with the Honest Money. Where's gold and silver sitting?
Gold at $16.5970.
All right, hold on. Sorry. Okay, say the number again.
$16.5970.
9.70. Okay, and that's what? It's up a tiny bit, right?
Yeah, about $12 higher than the last time I was on. So yeah. couple weeks ago. So, yeah.
1659.70. $1,659 for an ounce of gold, ladies and gentlemen. An ounce of silver, Brian?
19.57.
Now, that's up a bit, huh?
About 90 cents.
All right. 1957. So, interestingly enough, ladies and gentlemen, a silver piece now costs basically 20 bucks, Brian. Now, you can't get one for that. You can't get one for that, but the spot price is that. Now, I find that fascinating. What's the spread if I just get a silver round?
They're $27.
So, literally, almost an $8 spread there. Silver Eagle, still around 36?
Yeah, 37.
All right, 37, so a $20 spread there even. But I'll tell you what I find fascinating about spot price at 1957. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the proof of the manipulated currency that we live under. The abuse of inflation, the hidden tax, rears its ugly head. Back in the day, there was a $20 gold piece. Now you can't even get a $20 silver piece. Brian?
That's right. That's true. I like the fact of, you know, Kelly uses this a lot, and I like that as well. As I remember, too, you could buy a gallon of gas for a quarter. Well, I could still buy a gallon of gas for a silver quarter today.
Well, that's quite interesting, huh? How much can you get a silver quarter now? Because they don't have as much. You can't take four silver quarters and it doesn't equal a silver dollar, because a silver dollar is 99 point whatever troy ounce, whereas the silver quarters are only like 90%, right?
Right. But they based that. So your silver dollars, the old silver dollars, were 90% as well. So the quarters, dimes, half dollars were 90%. The silver dollar at that point was 90%. And a quarter had, a dollar's worth of coin, like dimes, quarters, and halves is 0.72 of an ounce. A dollar, old silver dollars, 0.77 of an ounce. But, reflective to paper, to current, or to silver, that old silver dollar is still going to have some value. Your silver dimes, quarters, and halves still have value, but your quarter, today's quarter, your today's dime, you can see the value of it just dwindling based on actual metal
What Brian's really talking about is through the years, there's been different designations of how much silver is in your given coin. And the value of silver is there and really doesn't change a whole lot. What's changing is your fiat money against that silver. But we refer to it, because the dollar is so ubiquitous now, the petrodollar is so ubiquitous that we talk about silver going up and down, but it really doesn't go up and down much. Our dollar fluctuates way more than the silver does. The point that we're getting at, though, is a dime today doesn't have any silver in it, therefore it's, for the most part, worthless. A dime or a quarter or a half dollar or a dollar back in the day used to be like 90% silver. The dollars that you get today, like a silver eagle, is 99.9 troy ounce. That's a lot more silver, and it's worth more. So you got to be very careful with that. But your point is, a quarter will buy a gallon of gas today if it's a real silver quarter, 90% silver. You say, well, Sam, why don't they make it 100% silver? Because it's too soft if they do that. There's no game playing here. It's just that you got to make the coins hardened enough to use, and so there's a varying amount. That's why Congress was put in charge of regulating the value thereof by, determining the weights and measures. By setting standards and then expecting treasuries and mints to obey those standards, right? There wasn't a central control on money, but there was control on the standards that were used for consistency across the several states. I digress, Brian, but how much can you get a quarter for, a silver quarter now, a real one?
Oh, they're like $5.
All right. So $5 there for a quarter. And that just shows you that's what a gallon of gas costs. You put the taxes in there and everything else, depending on, et cetera. Very, very interesting. Honest Money Report, ladies and gentlemen. Gold, $1,659.70. Silver, $19.57. Currently, that's the spot price, but you can't get any metal for that. And that's the other unique reality that we face is, hey, even when it's the spot price, the spread used to be not very much. Brian, when I first started out in gold and silver and everything else, the spread on silver was like 50 cents above spot or something, and a dollar above. Now it's literally $8, $9 above just for the rounds. But if you get a real silver eagle, silver dollar, it's more than that. Even if you get the quarters and the silver dollars that are old usable currency, it's quite a bit above that. Very interesting how that spread keeps growing too. And the dealers aren't making a whole lot more money, are they?
No, our spreads, usually our spreads are the same, the percentages. We work on the percentages and so on. One factor that, you know, we kind of talk about here, we got caught up, and that's what we did. We would use spot plus this, spot plus that, and so on. Well, the spot was driven by the paper exchange, and so we would go by that and then the availability. So, yeah, at some point you could have bought it spot plus 50 cents. I remember, okay, it got to a spot plus a dollar and a half. Sometimes I had abundant, and so I was selling things at spot. My spreads basically, stayed the same. And it's kind of like now it's the markup, my percentages have stayed the same, perhaps a little higher, but the spread from manufacturing to wholesaler to distribution and so on is really, that gap is widening. And a lot of factor is the fact of, if your governments are producing metal, they don't buy any metal back. They just say, here's your government silver eagle dollar. This is what we're charging you for it. If you want them, the five major players buy them. Well, I've got a couple of the major players right now. They're not buying any U.S. product because it's too high. They say the premiums are just too high. So they're not even handling the product. And so as a result of that, the cost is just up here because the government stopped buying it back. Here's what it's going to cost you to get them.
In other words, what you're saying is it's just greater manipulation, because if we're only going to sell one way and never buy it back or never have a two-way exchange, you manipulate it. And then if you say there's only a limited supply and it only goes through four main distributors, then you're manipulating it. They say there's no price fixing in America, but you know what? Your government mint is guilty of it virtually more than anybody, because now, in addition to all the restrictions I just put on it, now you play a paper game. And you start to buy and sell and trade it on paper, which means you never really take possession. Through all those means, we don't have a free market at all, folks. It's manipulated till the cows come home. And we're seeing that reality check on the Honest Money Report. Here's the headline. J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon says, yes, a recession's coming. But there's a much bigger worry than even a recession, Brian. You know what that is?
What's that?
He claims it's politics. But then he talks about, hey, our relationship with China, our relationship with Russia, the Russia-Ukraine war, the et cetera, our international relations. And so he really doesn't point to politics as much as he points to threats of war.
Right. Yeah.
And I agree that's a bigger problem, because if we really have the threat of war, that'll just ratchet everything out of control in seconds if people believe that it might take flight, if you will.
Yeah, and I think that's what government, we've seen in history. If we go back in history, that's what happens. If they start to lose that public popularity, then the ripple effect is eventually, let's take us to war, and that'll get us back on that popularity, because the people have to get behind us, because our country's we're going to war. We have to rally together. Da 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 da. And so Let's spend more money.
Yeah, wave the flag and manipulate the currency, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Because so that's what Jamie Dimon is really pointing to. It's a little bit of a veiled statement, because he's like, hey, it's politics and this and that. But when you really dig into what he's saying, you know what? The threat of war is serious. You know, they say that Russia might use nuclear against whatever. And North Korea was doing some testing, and we've teamed up with South Korea, and we're not comfortable. And Russia's having stuff kind of in the Alaskan whatever sea that's getting kind of close to America there. And, we're having some kind of flashpoints that, the economy's really bad, but worst concern is war. And boy, howdy, is Jamie Dimon tapping into something that's very scary and real. We hope and pray wise heads prevail. Brian Rust with me, rustcreditgift.com. We got a whole lot more coming up.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four teenagers were killed in a Buffalo, New York car crash Monday while attempting a TikTok challenge, encouraging car theft by showing people on the Chinese social media site how to hotwire a Kia. The four were killed when the stolen Kia they were in flipped and ejected them. One of the fatalities was a 14-year-old mother. The U.S. Office of Special Counsel announced President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, violated the Hatch Act with his Twitter usage. Klain is not the first high-profile member of the Biden administration found to have violated the act. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki received a reprimand last year. Both were let off the hook with a warning. Election Day is 12 days away, but in courtrooms across the country, lawsuits have already begun. More than 100 lawsuits have been filed this year around the upcoming midterm elections. The suits targeted over rules in mail-in voting, early voting, voter access, voting machines, voting registration, the counting of mismarked absentee ballots, and access for partisan poll watchers. Senator Mike Lee, the Republican from Utah on Newsmax overnight, says his opponent, Evan McMullen, is really a Democrat who's trying to con the voters using an independent label. Senator Lee.
It shouldn't work because once people know the truth, which is that he's a Democrat. Look, he voted for Joe Biden. He campaigned for Joe Biden. He embraced Democratic policies in order to court and gain the endorsement, the exclusive endorsement of the Utah Democratic Party.
Earlier this week, much of Europe and parts of Africa and Asia saw the moon eclipse the sun during the second and last solar eclipse of the year. The partial eclipse took about 4 hours. At its peak, the eclipse covered more than 80% of the sun. The next solar eclipse is in April of 2023. It will be a total eclipse across parts of Australia and Asia. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full one-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Brian Rust of RustQuinnigan.com with me. We're talking about the Honest Money Report. They had a bottom of the hour commercial about Buffalo nickels. What the heck are those things, Brian?
Nickels made from 1913 to 1938.
Are they silver?
Yeah. No, not silver. Just early nickels that we used during that era of time.
So you got to understand.
Down there at the shop.
There's no, is there money in there? Is there real money in there?
Well, there's no metal in there. People collect them. Just they're kind of fun to have. They're early
pieces. I want people to understand, though, you're not getting any constitutional currency. You're not getting silver or gold. You're getting collector's junk, if you will. Now, I'm not here to down it. It's a neat era in history. But what I want you to understand is it's a numismatic discussion or a collector's discussion, not a real honest money discussion when you talk about those nickels. Let's be clear.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Just want to set the record straight there. That's what we do on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. So J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon says there's much bigger concern than recession. Possible war is what he kind of hints at, ladies and gentlemen. That's of great concern to me as well. If you want the markets to go berserk, ratchet up the threat of war. That ought to get her done there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a guy by the name of Chris Licht. I don't know if you know who Chris Licht is, Brian, but he happens to be the chairman of CNN. And he told employees in a memo on Wednesday afternoon, he says this, that executives would take a hard look at spending across the business, signaling budget cuts and layoffs. before the end of the year. Merry Christmas, Brian.
That's right. How convenient.
And in the memo, Mr. Licht said that concerns over the, quote, global economy had forced him to reevaluate CNN's priorities, noting that he would make noticeable change to the organization that, by definition, is unsettling, they say. So CNN, my friend, you would think they'd be riding high before the elections, but no, they're feeling the squeeze too, Brian.
Yeah, there you go. I when they're making changes, I wonder, is it to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? So help me God? Or is it, are those not the changes we're thinking?
Yeah, that's interesting, though. He told employees in a memo on Wednesday. Now, I don't really know what that means when you get a memo. Is that just means you get an email and say, hey, man, we're going to do layoffs, and you're just left to wonder if it might be you? Is that what the kind of inference to you is, Brian?
Well, it's hard to know what his thought process is, but obviously you'd think that, yeah, they'd be riding high with all this election, being all excited, or is he getting a little nervous?
But to all you CNN folks out there, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people. They're just saying, you know. All right. Maybe you ought to stand for liberty and use your journalistic talents to be honest and true and protective of and promoting of the greatest country on the face of the earth, rather than using your vast resources to down the country. There you go. Chris will ride off into the sunset, nevertheless, wealthy as could be, regardless of what happens to y'all, by the way. Now, Meta, you know what that is, don't you, Brian?
Meta. I do. Yeah. Where do I hear Meta?
Meta is the big old new universe that Mark Zuckerberg dreams of. It's the parent company now, renamed Facebook and other properties.
Right.
Meta,
right.
They say, braces for trouble as its profits slump 52%, Brian. Sales
already
slump at Facebook. And they say stock tumbles. You want to respond to that one? Whoa. Oh,
well,
Facebook kind of melting down,
be?
Buddy.
How can that be? I thought they were, you know, this is the new thing, the new platform. How could
there's
that
one word description, Brian. Starts with an R. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, I do.
Reality.
Oh, there you go.
Buddy, you can't just run around in your highfalutin executive jets and pretend that you got the world by the, you know, whatevers, and pretend it's all good. Reality hits sometimes. People panic in the markets when you threaten war, when inflation just rears its ugly head to the point where it's not hidden anymore. It's in your face, and you can't function. And reality hits, Brian. I don't know, but the dot-coms should have learned that like 22 years ago in 2000. But they didn't. We're back at a renamed dot-com deal. Like, big tech is all, you know, the rage, but big tech has reality too, Brian.
Yeah, it does. I was reading some article over here about China and his big tech, and he just forces them to do whatever they want, makes them oust their leaders and steals their assets and puts a lot of those people in prison. So maybe is that where our government's headed, is to maybe more of that kind of mandate?
Yeah, they use this term slump, which I find fascinating. Sales slump. No, I would write sales way down, Brian.
Yeah.
Is that a different way to say slump? Sales way down?
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe it's based on, information or people, the ability to use those platforms. They're not buying into it. They don't want to make change. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you think CNN's not a gauge of the economy, if you think Facebook/Meta's not a gauge of the economy, what about that Ford Motor Company? You think they matter? Think their reality check might come? Okay. So now we're talking about Ford Motor Company. Turns out they lost money last quarter as costs soar, they say. The automaker is struggling with, quote, supply chain problems. And they wrote off its investment in a self-driving technology business. So, you know, the self-driving cars that they talked about, not happening, melting down, as I told you it would. Because I'm a tech guy, and I know they're full of crap when they tell you that cars can drive themselves. It isn't true. It won't be true for a heck of a long time, folks. Okay, I'm just telling you right now. And so the bottom line is they had to write all that off, Brian, all that investment that they put into all that. They should have listened to me. They could have saved a ton of money, given me 10%, and I'd be, what, a millionaire by now? Multi-millionaire?
Yeah.
All right. Nevertheless, yeah. They're melting down over there at Ford. So you got Ford, CNN, and Meta all admitting they're melting down right now. What do you think of that, Brian?
Well, I just think it's, you know, you start to see more and more of these big companies and so on that are struggling and having some of these effects. And in reality, maybe it's not affecting them at all. It's affecting probably a lot of their employees, those that get laid off, those that are just working for above minimum wage or whatever it is. They're the ones that are really affected. The CEOs, the you know, the board members, and though they're making their money, and if they can't make their money, I'm sure government would be glad to step in and tell us some kind of sob story. We can't allow this to happen. Like, these banks can't fail. This company can't fail. We can't let that happen. Oh, it's going to be disastrous. Well, that's what we're seeing.
Amen to that reality check. And sadly, the executives are right off into the sunset no matter what happens. And the rest of the mere mortals will struggle mightily over this. Now, they talk about this interesting thing in the economy. I want to kind of break it down for people a little bit. They say an inverted yield curve between, quote, three-month and 10-year interest rates is considered by Wall Street as a reliable sign of an impending economic slump. Now, they love that slump word because they don't have to admit that it's melting down. They don't have to use recession, but that the fact is a recession warning tracked by Wall Street is growing louder. They basically say this: the yield curve is a way of comparing interest rates. And when people lend money, investors have grown increasingly worried about the change or about the economy. So when normally the longer you borrow money, you know, the better interest rates you can get, right? But now people are so worried about it, they're just saying, hey, man, this curve is inverted. It costs more money in the short term than the long term because people are going, what? What the heck's going on here? Anyways, an inverted yield curve is what they call it, Brian. Do you want to respond to this? Because it's a indicator, they say, of, well, a slump, Brian. You know those slumps, don't you?
The bears and the bulls, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what they do in this big game they play.
Well, it's just wording. I mean, it's basically wording. You know, I think that, yeah, these downtrends and so on are effective, you know, what's happening, you know, in this economy. I mean, they can say whatever they want if it's just a slight. They do actually say whatever they want. It doesn't make rhyme or reason. They just come out with, yeah, whatever they want to say. If the dollar, they feel like, oh, the dollar came up, increased. And so, hey, we see some gain. They just, okay, there's no gain based on trillions and trillions. But they say there's gain because it rose a dollar or something. And so.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, people are asking if a financial reset's coming in 2023. Time will tell. But I've got some good news to talk about with Brian in the last segment. We'll do it on your radio.
You are a racist. Your mom is a racist. Your dad is a racist. And your entire family is racist. And you should all be punished. That's what Governor Brad Little thinks about you. So much so that he took $30 million of taxpayers' money to force critical race theory down the throats of school children, even though the Idaho legislature voted against it. This is the doctrine that teaches your children that just because they are white, they are racist. Yes, your governor, good old Brad Little, violated the Constitution law and did this while you weren't watching. Why is Governor Brad Little paying to promote radical leftist doctrine loved by Democrats like Boise Mayor McLean and sleepy Joe Biden? This is Ammon Bundy, and we need to completely reject critical race theory in Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Vote for Bundy. You got to work right. Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody tries to predict the economy. It's not possible, but there are indicators that point to things. And I'm telling you right now, when literally J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon hints of war, when Chris Licht says CNN's kind of melting down, when Meta braces for trouble because their profits are down and Facebook losing big time, they say slump. Profit slump 52%. That's more than a slump, ladies and gentlemen. And they say, hey, it's way down at Facebook and stock tumbles. And then Ford Motor loses money and kind of, you know, has all these writing off all this stuff. And then you got this inverted yield curve where everybody's panicking going, oh my gosh. And now you ask, is a financial reset coming in 2023, Brian? Many are saying yes. And the government will use the opportunity to jettison the dollar. What do you think? Is it that soon?
Well, we're already seeing like European aircraft manufacturer like Airbus. They're starting to sell their aircraft to European countries and so on in euros. China is also doing or conducting cross-border trade in their currency. So I think the writing's on the wall. I mean, as far as the dollar, will it disappear overnight? Maybe not overnight, but it's definitely going to lose control of perhaps the world trade, like the petrodollar, as we so call it, and other things. But yeah, I think it's happening.
Yeah, pretty soon it's going to be the petro ruble, Brian. The ruble.
There you go. That's I think it's a, it rolls off the tongue very nicely. And so maybe perhaps that's
don't you want some of the rubles, Brian?
I've got some of those rubles in the shop, some of the other currencies. Right. So maybe.
If y'all want to invest in rubles and fake nickels, go ahead there. I'm going to stick with constitutional currency myself.
You could buy a ruble and we'll throw in a buffalo nickel as a.
Oh, man. Yeah, folks, don't do that. Get constitutional currency. You can also buy those $1 million Zimbabwe notes, too.
Yeah, that's right.
They're not too expensive, too, right?
So yeah. Yeah, good point.
Those $1 million notes are cheap. All right, this is an awesome story, Brian, that I want to bring to your attention and get your take on this. Listen to this. Bill introduced in Congress to restore gold standard. I kid you not, articles by Peter Rakowski. He's with the New American, just so you know. Doing a great job at the New American Magazine. And then it says this, legislation has been introduced into Congress to restore the gold standard. They say that it's a major step toward adhering to the U.S. Constitution and bringing back sound money policies. TheNewAmerican.com, it's a great first step. Now listen, H.R., 9157 is the bill. It's titled the Gold Standard Restoration Act. And they say it's sponsored by U.S. Representative Alex Mooney. I guess he's a Republican of West Virginia. And if enacted, this bill, they say, would be a significant step to restoring sanity to U.S. monetary supply. And policy. It could be huge, Brian. What do you say?
Well, imagine that, going back to constitutional currency. The problem we face now is how do we get back on that train? I mean, how do we back our metal or back our paper or, you know, currency by metal? I mean, or trade in that. So that'd be very interesting, but I think that's a large task. It'd be great to get back on it, but it's going to be a huge task.
Yeah, and I commend this congressman or whatever you want to say for working on this. I think it's a great bill. I think it really has promise. But again, we know that it'll be very tough to make it go anywhere because even the Republicans aren't willing to come clean and tell the truth and stand for the Constitution. They say in the list of legislative findings that justify this bill, Brian, the bill correctly notes that the Federal Reserve note has lost more than 30% of its value or its purchasing power, might you call it, since 2000. So it's lost 30% since 2000. And 97% of its purchasing power / value since the passage of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. And it also notes that under official Fed policy, the dollar loses half of its purchasing power every 35 years, Brian. That is shocking when you really think about that. You lose half the power every 35 years. Since 2000, we've already lost 30%. And since 1913, it's lost 97%. So your silver dollar of the constitutional days is now worth 3 cents, Brian.
Well, man, get out and spend it before you dump it on the street like the Weimar Republic notes. But no, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous that we're in this. Where we're at right now? I mean, the Federal Reserve. Why do we have a Federal Reserve? Why are we paying trillions? I think we've hit the trillion mark now. Is of interest just to create the currency that we're going to spend, but we're going to pay this company trillions of dollars of interest because they're the ones actually printing it on their machine. So it was made to fail this system. So now we're here. Now what are we doing?
Roger that. Now we're here. It's literally proven to fail and destroy the wealth of the American people. It's criminal, ladies and gentlemen. But when they talk about the bill, they say emphasizing the need for a stable dollar, fixed exchange rates, and money supply controlled by the markets, not the government, folks. Then they go on and talk about H.R. 9157, states that returning to the gold standard is necessary for monetary and fiscal sanity. Along with limited government, it states the gold standard puts control of the money supply with the market instead of the Federal Reserve. It discourages deficit spending and encourages the balancing of federal budgets. Ultimately, Congress must abolish the Federal Reserve. However, H.R. 9157 is a great first step to kick it off and get it started, Brian.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're looking at this in the face right now, and now it's reality. And so, realistically, do the people look at this and say, okay, well, let's see how this is going to work, and do we even trust the fact of putting it in the government's hands, because they've done such a great job over these last, you know, years? Do we trust the fact that this is going to go in place? Now, is Russia already in a good spot? Is China in a good spot because they're already backing their money by metal? And so now we think, oh, whoops, I guess we should have got in a good spot as well, or perhaps held on to what we had at Fort Knox, because I don't believe there's anything in Fort Knox. But the, you know, one of the final word here. I think there was something, you know, Ron Paul used to have on his desk or something. It says, the government does, don't steal. The government doesn't like competition. Well, how can, don't
Roger
steal
that.
The government? Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, they don't want competition. So they're going
to
do it. That's why they created the Federal Reserve.
I bet you if you go into Fort Knox, Brian, there is something there, because they wouldn't have nothing. What they'd have is a bunch of tungsten.
Good point. Painted yellow, kind of concrete.
That way it looks. Yeah, that way it looks like it's all happening. Until you really dig in and prove it and test it, they'd be like, open all big bay doors, and then be like, there it is. Look at that, man. It's incredible. And then they'd take a big old, you know, image, and then, you know, but if anybody tested, there'd be tungsten. And then we would say it's tungsten. And then they would say conspiracy theorists believe there's nothing but tungsten in Fort Knox, and would go down the rabbit hole, right? There we go. Right? And then 50 years later, they'd say, I guess them conspiracy wackos are right. There ain't nothing there that's of any value. It was all whatever. And, but you know, you won't find that out for 50-100 years, because it'll be classified, deep sixed, and it won't come out for a long time. It'll come out when the JFK papers come out, Brian.
Yeah, maybe it's when the JFK, but that's it. Maybe, you know, there's war and some shell hits that place, and then we really see reality, and then we're shocked by the fact of, oh, wow, we thought that was real gold. And we got to rely on Kurt and some of that liquid gold. Maybe that's what we need.
Yeah, you need honey. Ball. You also probably need some rhodium.
Rhodium.
Go ahead and, you know, take care of business with the rhodium there.
Hey, it's up 400. It's sitting at 15,000. So Kurt's
wow. Kurt's doing all right. All right. Well, Kurt's wanting to buy some radio stations, so I hope things go well for him on that front, man. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Anyway, let me just tell you the fun story to end the hour that I think you might like, Brian. Things are so bad in Oakland, California, with the crime and everything else. Now, the headline says, California, the Oakland Police Department wants to arm robots with shotguns.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's,
you know, that robot might be programmed to take a look at Sam and Brian. And, you know, those gold nuts over there. And, I'm just saying, armed robots, dude, that just... Have we lost our minds? We think cars could drive themselves, and then Ford has to take a massive hit because they can't, and now we're going to have armed robots running around? Yeah. I hope they don't get into a Microsoft loop where they're like, we just went on shoot mode, and we had to be rebooted to get stopped.
Yeah, I want to hear the apologies when something does go wrong. What's their story going to be? That'll be interesting.
Ooh,
the janitor dropped the broom, hit the button, and I don't know.
I'm more peaceful than that. I like robots to serve me food, not point guns at me, Brian.
Right.
I went to a restaurant in Vegas where they had robots following the waitress around, and the robots would carry all the hot plates and all the trays and everything else and just follow this waitress right to our table, buddy, and she'd turn around and unload the robot to our table, and then she'd dismiss the robot and talk to us for a minute, and then she'd go on her way, and the robot would follow her to the next table. It was pretty cool. I kind of like peaceful robots, Brian. That's just me. I'm just one of these guys that... You know, one of them conspiracy peaceful dudes running around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I like it. I think of in my mind, though, you know, those guys on the opposite side, a chair is sticking out just a little bit too far. The robot catches the chair, knocks the guy down, the food goes over. I mean, no, sorry, I shouldn't get there. But, yeah, I like the peaceful thing, too. I agree.
I'm just saying, and I know the robots aren't perfect, but I'm just saying, I'd rather have them like, you know, let's let that thing run around and robo-vacuum my floor, and let's let it serve food, and that's all cool. But, man, don't be arming those things with, like, shotguns.
That's right.
I mean, what the heck are we thinking, man?
Well,
and so here's the deal. They want to disarm all the people, but arm the shotguns?
Yeah,
where's the gun control people when you need them, Brian?
Who's gonna steal the robots? It will be all the criminals. Will they take charge of all the robots, and then it could be Armageddon?
Oh man, ladies and gentlemen, pray for peace, prepare for war, get constitutional currency, love the Lord thy God. Those are our suggestions, ladies and gentlemen. And go to RussCoinGift.com because they'll take good care of you and tell you the truth about honest money. Thank you, Brian.
Hey, you bet. Thanks, Sam.
He's always doing a phenomenal job on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The Honest Money Report every Thursday on your radio. I'm Sam Bushman, and we declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Be liberal in your donations, would you please? It's the only time we accept liberalism here, folks. God save the Republic.